When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin price hopes to break the September slump trend. That's right. Despite Bitcoin's lackluster performance in September, as we all know, historically, 2021 could be the outlier to this trend if the current market momentum persists. As the manager of Kraken Intelligence, Pete Humiston, shares right here, historically, September is Bitcoin's worst performing month. That said, it has been verging on 50,000 for the past 3 weeks or so now. Should Bitcoin stage a breakout above this psychologically significant milestone, it could renew investor interest and spark the momentum needed to carry it all the way back to $60,000. Also be sharing the latest from Bitcoin Stock the Flow creator Plan B. Also breaking news, Franklin Templeton, with over $1.4 trillion in assets under management, posted an open position for a research analyst on cryptocurrency on LinkedIn, as you can see in this job post right here, which already has 26 applicants. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing mainstream crypto adoption as popular actress Reese Witherspoon buys Ethereum as Paris Hilton shows love for the king of all crypto. As you can see, Reese's tweet right here, just bought my first ETH, let's do this, crypto Twitter. And we had Logan Paul chime in offering a free NFT gift. And then also, as Michael Saylor shared here, diamonds may be your best friend, but Bitcoin is forever. And Paris Hilton responded, loves it, hashtag Bitcoin. Also in today's show, breaking news, a new Bloomberg report says Bitcoin at 100,000 is the path of least resistance. That's right. Bloomberg says Bitcoin is set to reach six figures soon and become the world's reserve asset as its unique properties become more evident. I'll be breaking down this Bloomberg Crypto Outlook report entitled Onward and Upward. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market as well as the top cryptocurrencies. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat and let me know where you're from. Now, Bitcoin has been struggling to break that 50,000 mark for over 10 days now. However, on September 2nd, the premium crypto briefly surpassed that milestone, sending positive ripples across the crypto market. And since then, Bitcoin had dropped below that mark to trade in the $49,000 range before rebounding to hit the $50,000 mark yet again on September 3rd. And at the time of this recording, we're currently tinkering right at about that $50,000 psychological resistance. Now, as Bitcoin often behaves in a cyclical pattern, a look at the monthly trends for September could reveal patterns in the price action, which in turn could be helpful to gauge the outlook for the upcoming month. Now, check this out. Historically, September has been one of the more lackluster months for the king of all crypto. A look at the monthly price data since 2013 reveals that the token has posted positive gains in September only twice in 8 years, in 2015 and 2016, with a maximum of 6%, which could be considered to be almost flat in terms of price gains in the crypto market, right? In fact, Bitcoin has posted red in September in 4 of the last 5 years, making it the bleakest period for the king of all crypto. However, the 50,000 mark, as we all know, is considered to be one of the significant resistance levels for this asset ever since it broke the barrier just days after Tesla CEO Elon Fudd-Puppet Muskrat announced that the company had bought Bitcoin worth $1.5 billion on February 8th, along with starting to accept Bitcoin as a payment method, Bitcoin briefly going past this resistance level at the one set of this month could be a positive sign for the crypto asset. And according to senior analyst at OKEX Exchange, he shares, as things stand today, Bitcoin's struggle under 50,000 is the big fight the bulls need to win before we can look at 60,000. The move from 50 to 60,000 is likely to be much faster than the current move between 40 to 50,000. I agree 100%. I feel once we clearly break that 51K resistance, it's smooth sailing all the way up to 60,000 and not long before we return to new all-time highs above 65K to re-enter that price discovery mode. Now let's talk about the stock-to-flow model. Twitter users' Plan B stock-to-flow model has been one of the most accurate quantitative models that attempt to evaluate and forecast the price of Bitcoin. It does this based on the supply injections of the asset into circulation and to a certain point. According to the model, the price of Bitcoin is supposed to have gone past six figures to exchange hands around the $105,000 mark. However, Bitcoin is currently recovering from a larger deflection from the stock to flow at the end of July when it seemed like the model could be invalidated. It is noteworthy here that for the rest of the year, the stock to flow model is considerably flat and forecasts a similar range at the beginning of the fourth quarter. And checking out the latest from Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, who recently tweeted, Bitcoin weekly RSI relative strength index is 60. Look at when we last recovered from a below 60 period, October 2020, Bitcoin at 10K, price then pumped 5x, RSI hit 90 and stayed above 70 for 6 months. Also look at the 2013 and 2017 bull markets, multiple periods with RSI in the 70 to 90 range, as you can see right here in this chart. I also like to point out that the stock to flow model predicts a minimal price of $100,000 by December, and best case scenario is a monthly close of December at $450,000, according to Plan B. Now the senior analyst at OKEX Nasir further discussed the model's forecast in comparison to the market price, saying, given the current sentiment and long-term fundamentals, it is not out of the question for Bitcoin to hit $100,000 by December, especially since October and November have historically been big months for the king of all crypto. They could easily set it up to touch $100,000 by mid-December before any corrections. I even feel that the Bitcoin price can realistically get to $220,000 before the end of this year, as Max Kaiser predicts. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the live chat. Now let's talk about the altcoin boom. While Bitcoin has been slowly creeping towards that 50K mark and in fact struggling to hold it currently, altcoins like Ethereum, Cardano, and Solana have been on an absolute tear in the last few weeks. That's right. According to data from CoinMarketCap, in the previous 7 days, Bitcoin has posted 6.4%. In comparison, altcoins have dwarfed these numbers, with Solana posting 73.83%, ETH posting 26.57%, and ADA Cardano posting 15.97% in the same duration. So obviously, these alts are outpacing the king of all crypto. So yeah, Solana and ADA have recently posted new all-time highs this month of September, entering price discovery mode. Now, this altcoin boom has put the Bitcoin dominance index down at 41.46%, according to data from TradingView. This is similar to the levels it had reached back in June of 2018. Now, the CEO of crypto exchange KuCoin, Johnny Liu, shared the following. It is important to understand how Ethereum and other altcoins are able to compete with BTC for the money of new investors and how those who have been on the market for a long time can behave. Crypto mass adoption cannot be achieved without the prosperity of altcoins. Many market participants believe that the current price level, it is the value of altcoins that is more prone to a multiple increase. So there you have it. Now check this out. The price of Solana has grown more than 100x since the beginning of the year. That means if you invested $1,000, you'd now have an ROI of $100,000. And if you invested, just say, $100, you'd now have $10,000. Not too shabby, eh? And as I point out right here, bring the fireworks. Let's freaking go. As Mike Alfred shares, a lot of large and important institutions bought Bitcoin over the summer. They will announce their purchases between September 7th and November 19th. Enjoy the fireworks. And before I break down our next story of the day, $1.5 trillion investment management firm is hiring Bitcoin and crypto research analysts. As well as I share the latest of mainstream crypto adoption as actress Reese Witherspoon buys Ethereum as Paris Hilton shows love for the king of all crypto. As well as I break down this Bloomberg research report, which says Bitcoin at 100,000 is the path of least resistance. But first, let's take a quick look at the top cryptocurrencies and check out their price action. We have the king of all crypto back above 50 G's, baby. Let's go. Up 2.96% for the week, but down 1.32% for the day. We have Ethereum down 1% for the day, but still up 21% for the week, trading just under that critical 4,000 psychological resistance. We have ADA Cardano still up almost 4% for the week, but down 2% for the the day, trading at $2.93. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. On Wednesday, Franklin Templeton, with over $1.4 trillion in assets under management, posted an open position for a research analyst on cryptocurrency on LinkedIn. And according to the LinkedIn post, the traditional multinational holding company, which provides investment solutions to 34 countries around the world, is seeking to employ someone to provide research coverage for the king of all crypto. That's right. The research analyst would develop and maintain valuation models and keep portfolio managers and senior executives informed of various protocol regulatory staking and business opportunities. Now, Franklin Templeton already employs over 12,000 people across 34 countries. The firm has not yet said whether it plans to provide Bitcoin investment vehicles or exposure in any form. Now, this year had become common for giant American companies to begin to hire for Bitcoin and crypto leadership positions. Back in August, as we discussed here in the show, Walmart, one of the world's biggest retailers, began its search to hire a digital currency and crypto product lead to own and drive the digital currency strategy. And in July, Amazon began its search to hire a digital currency and blockchain product lead for its payment acceptance and experience team, who are responsible for facilitating billions of online customer payments throughout the sites and services of one of the largest e-commerce companies in the world. All of these giant companies have the potential to introduce and provide millions of customers with Bitcoin exposure. And in my humble opinion, it's only a matter of time. Once Walmart and Amazon make the announcement, game on. Let's go. And before I break down our next story of the day and we discuss mainstream crypto adoption as Reese Witherspoon buys Ethereum and Paris Hilton shows love for Bitcoin, as well as Bloomberg report says Bitcoin at 100,000 is the path of least resistance. And I break down the highlights from their new report entitled Onward and Upward. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.3 trillion with $129 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is on the decline at 41.4%, with the Ether dominance on the climb at 20.1%. And as you can see, the Bitcoin market cap is almost at that $1 trillion milestone once again, as the Ethereum market cap is almost at that $500 billion milestone. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Axie Infinity up 20% for the day, trading just under $90. Phantom up 19% for the day and a whopping 111% for the week, trading at $1.07. And Satoshi Vision up 13% for the day, trading just under $200. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. As the crypto market continues to grow, being a multi-trillion dollar industry, it keeps garnering the attention of famous individuals. Popular actress and entrepreneur Reese Witherspoon outlined her first Ethereum purchase, while Paris Hilton showcased her support for BTC. That's right. Born in New Orleans, Louisiana, Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon, better known with her last two names, is a U.S. actress, producer, and entrepreneur. She's an Academy Award winner, has two Golden Globe Awards, and as of recently is a crypto investor. The actress took it to Twitter to highlight her first purchase of Ethereum, as she shares right here. Just bought my first ETH. Let's do this. Crypto Twitter, and the comments are pretty hilarious, so let's check it out. Danny Scott of Coin Corner wrote, "Have to assume you already bought Bitcoin." And this next comment comes from Nick, who wrote, "Have fun staying poor." And then Logan Paul wrote, "Welcome to the club, Reese. DM me your ETH address. I'd love to gift you this World of Women NFT because y'all could be related, and it'll be badass for your first NFT project." Now let's talk about Paris Hilton, who also loves Bitcoin. You gotta love it, right? The prominent Bitcoin proponent Max Keiser went even further this year, saying that Bitcoin had actually saved Paris Hilton's life. Quoting Max Keiser right here, "She was on a wicked path. Now she is saved. Thank Satoshi," noted Keiser. More recently, Hilton commented on a Michael Saylor post, which read, "Diamonds may be your best friend, but Bitcoin is forever." And as you can see, Paris Hilton responded, "Loves it. Hashtag Bitcoin." Now, who do you think will be next to join the crypto bandwagon? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And before I break down our final story of the day and I give you the latest highlights from this new Bloomberg report, which says Bitcoin at 100,000 is the path of least resistance. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button right below this video and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 50,000 subs. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bloomberg said Bitcoin is set to reach six figures soon and become the world's reserve asset as its unique properties become more evident. That's right. Bloomberg has published the September edition of its Crypto Outlook report, which I'll include in the show notes below the video in the description for you to reference and check it out for yourself. But now for some of the highlights, they share how the company's analysts are navigating the market and measuring adoption rates as well as demand and supply dynamics. And according to the report, Bitcoin is set to reach the $100,000 mark soon, a path of least resistance, as well as establish itself as the global reserve asset. And making a parallel to the dollar status as the global reserve currency, Bloomberg has asserted how Bitcoin can reap the benefits of an ever more digital society, one hungry for a liquid, always available asset suitable to become the world's reserve currency. Quoting the report here, the dollar's more than 300% advance versus peers since President Richard Nixon ended the gold peg in 1971 is evidence the greenback is the least worst currency, but we believe Bitcoin represents the digital future, the report shared. Now, Bitcoin has intrinsic advantages over the dollar, obviously, which are long known to Bitcoiners, including that it is government agnostic, has a predictable monetary policy and a fixed supply, much better saleability across scales, space, and time, as well as a verifiable transaction finality. But such advantages have now apparently become evident to Bloomberg as well. That's right. Bitcoin may have solved the age-old problem of a global reserve asset that's easily transportable and transactionable, as 24/7 price discovery is relatively scarce and is nobody's liability or project, the report said. And as central banks worldwide choose not to escape quantitative easing and not shrink their balance sheets or decrease liquidity in the economy, scarce assets and stocks tend to outperform as the risk-on mentality is nourished by the macroeconomic landscape of negative or near zero real interest rates worldwide. Liquidity usually floods into S&P 500 and other riskier trades coming from conservative investment vehicles that used to provide considerable returns but now see zero gains. But Bloomberg elicits that Bitcoin has not only outperformed, but its unique use cases could set it apart from other assets and sustain its rally of increased gains and purchasing power going forward. Quoting the report again here, the equity market has basically been tracking quantitative easing as measured by the upward trajectory of the G4 central bank balance sheets, the report said. Both indexes represent risk exposure, but unlike the S&P 500, the Bloomberg Galaxy Crypto Index includes Bitcoin, which is well on its way to becoming the digital reserve asset in a world going that way. Very powerful words, eh? And as more investors worldwide begin realizing how the current macroeconomic scenario aligns perfectly with Bitcoin's value proposition, like never before, the more obvious its use cases become and the more money is set to flow into the world's best money. Moreover, in a world rapidly shifting into a more digitized economy, Bitcoin can provide global monetary certainty and anti-fragility in the form of unstoppable open source code, predictable policies, and distributed consensus, brilliantly bridging the physical and digital worlds where proof of work's high stakes while incentivizing mining process. So there you have it. What are your thoughts of Bitcoin hitting 100,000 soon and becoming the world's reserve asset as its unique properties become more evident? Let me know in the live chat. And to download this Bloomberg Crypto Outlook report entitled Onward and Upward, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price hopes to break the September slump trend. Also in today's show, we discussed breaking news of $1.5 trillion investment management firm hiring Bitcoin and crypto research analysts. Also in today's show, we discussed mainstream crypto adoption as Reese Witherspoon buys Ethereum and Paris Hilton shows love for Bitcoin. Also in today's show, we discussed the latest from this Bloomberg report, which says Bitcoin at 100,000 is the path of least resistance. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Yesterday's episode had a record 5 super chat contributions, so I want to show love for BitBud, who wrote, support the show, yo. No Money G, who put Boom, the best crypto news channel. Nico K put JV for the win. M Warner wrote, great podcast, never miss it. Thanks, JV. And Manza Mula wrote, loan me $5. LOL. I appreciate the contributions as always, fam. Now for the top 3 comments from yesterday's episode. Helen wrote, Jay, I just wanted to say thank you for your daily show and appreciate the detailed information you give us. Love you. And I responded, much love, Helen. You are amazing. This next comment comes from Garrett Carter, who wrote, that's what I call a effing video title. And he's referring to this title right here. When Bitcoin may be worth $1 billion, here's when, says Fidelity Director of Global Macro. I appreciate the comment, bro. And the third and final comment comes from Don Rue, who wrote, dude, thanks for what you do. You have a great consolidation of news. Much love, fam. I appreciate your continued support. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with the deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?